Glenn Beck, Trump is a pathological narcissistic sociopath, trying to put Megyn Kelly in his dungeon. By Breitbart News on January 30, 2016. Talk radio host Glenn Beck, who is in Iowa with his family and staff campaigning for GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz, took to his Facebook page earlier this week to blast GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, calling the New York builder a pathological narcissistic sociopath who is trying to put Megyn Kelly in his dungeon. In a Facebook post this week, Beck wrote, "I have had more than one medical professional warn me that Donald Trump is a pathological narcissistic sociopath. I do not say that lightly nor to smear him. Look the terms up and talk to psychiatric professionals. A few have already written about this and spoken out. While I want to be clear, as do they, no one can officially diagnose this without private sessions. I have had more than one professional have laughed at me when I suggested in Trump's defense that maybe he wasn't a sociopath. I warn you with as much conviction as I warned in 1999 about Osama bin Laden attacking NYC. People on the right laughed at me. Look what happened. In 2006-07 I warned about the housing collapse. People on both sides laughed and the right accused me of trying to hurt the GOP's chances of a win. We almost collapsed the global economy because of the housing and banking scandal. I warned about the caliphate and we know what everyone said and what has happened. I do not make predictions. I look at things through the lens of history and then actually listen to what the people themselves say. Donald Trump is telling you who he is every day, but people only listen to what they want to hear. The scriptures teach us that when the people lose themselves to unrighteousness, they cry out for a king. This is what we are doing. We must find our first principles again, or we will joyfully welcome a king. Donald Trump will be more than happy to be your king. However, it is vital to remember, all kings have a dungeon. And he is trying to put Megyn Kelly and anyone else that does not agree, say nice things about him, will not endorse or play by his rules in his dungeon right now. I warn you, Donald Trump or anyone that is a big government progressive with narcissistic tendencies who will preach populism and nationalism in a time of economic and social unrest is a dangerous road to go down. This is not about Donald Trump. I did several shows at Fox warning the right to be careful, as this was easily the next step if they didn't guard against anger, even if justified, and progressivism. This is not personal. This is history, and if it wasn't him, it will be someone else. Don't believe me. Don't ever take my word or anyone else's for it. Read history. Start with Father Coughlin. Of course there are many other examples from Venezuela to Europe in the 1930s. You may not like what I am saying. You don't have to. Just do your own homework. Dispassionately think it through reading and studying and then play the odds. At this point, the wrong president will mean that the great American experiment is over and a new system of corruption, cronyism and fascism will begin. Donald Trump is entering a phase I didn't think he would get to until he was the nominee or the actual president. He actually believes what he said this weekend. He can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose a single vote. He believes himself to be unstoppable and above what the little people have to do or how they must act, that he will do whatever he wants. And his crowd will cheer him on, just as he predicted. To him, everything is about money, ratings and power. Look at what he said tonight. Let's see how their ratings go without me. Ratings equals money. If he controls the money, he controls the power. Everyone in the media better learn this lesson this time. You failed to listen under Obama and look what he did to the freedom of the press. Now is the time to learn and be fearless, or you will lick his boot. Beck discussed this Facebook post in an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper yesterday. The radio host has been staunchly opposed to Trump's candidacy, lambasting the New York builder for not coming on his show and even suggesting that Trump's Tea Party supporters are racist for opposing President Obama while supporting Trump, who Beck considers to be a left-wing progressive. He has also falsely accused the GOP frontrunner of voting for Barack Obama in the 2008 election despite Trump's public endorsement and fundraising efforts for John McCain. Beck's rhetoric and warnings about the future of the country have gotten increasingly stark. In a Facebook post late last night, Beck wrote, "It is not a fun thing to believe these things. It is hell to say them. My older children worry when I tell them what I believe and believe I have to say. My wife goes quiet." Beck's activities in Iowa this week come on the heels of news that his media empire is imploding. Lloyd Grove at the Daily Beast reported yesterday. Beck's longtime mentor and corporate executive, Craig Kitchen, has quit as CEO of The Blaze. The troubled website has seen a sharp decline in its web traffic. The news comes with rumors of a mass exodus of more Beck staff in the coming weeks.